This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Today, women make up 20% of new recruits to our armed services, and the percentage of U.S. veterans who are women is now about 10%. But women transitioning from the service to civilian life face many challenges that are unique to them or greater than those faced by their male counterparts. And joining us to talk about women's veterans issues and efforts to serve their needs in Cincinnati, Cincinnati VA Medical Center Women Veterans Program Manager Shirley May and gynecologist Dr. Deborah Rouse Rains, who provides services for the Cincinnati VAMC Women's Health Center. You can join the conversation, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Shirley and Deb, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Shirley, so women now make up about 10% of military veterans. How much is that expected to grow in the years to come?
Well, we estimate that we'll at least have a 5% increase per year for the women veterans growth just within the VA alone. We do our estimations based on the veterans population statistics. And so we look at right now we have about 2,000 women veterans that we're serving at the Cincinnati VA, and we expect to be at about 2,500 within the next 5 years.
Now, all veterans, be they men or women, they all face challenges making that transition from the military life back to civilian life. But what are the unique challenges that women face making that transition?
Well, predominantly women have a difficult time identifying with their service and as veterans, and we refer to that as self-identifying as a veteran. So a lot of that is from the fact that they are on the margins of the society of the military, and some of those, that culture comes with them when they come out of the service as well. They face difficulties with unemployment. Women are more likely to be unemployed than their male counterparts. They also face challenges with just tuning into their benefits as a veteran. So a lot of them are either unaware or don't know what's available to them for their services. And then they're more likely to have childcare issues as well when they come out of the military. So a lot of the women veterans are single parents, and they're more likely to be divorced. So those are just some of the issues that, in addition, just transitioning into their civilian roles that they also challenge.
So unemployment's a bigger problem for women. Is homelessness also something
homelessness,
that they face?
Yes. Homelessness is also, a woman veteran is more likely to be homeless than her male counterpart, yes.
Deb, what are the top health issues that women are facing when they come out of the military?
The population actually has very similar health issues as the rest of the population. However, there is, unfortunately, a large amount of military sexual trauma that occurs, and this can happen. The women may want to talk about it right when they get out of the military, but I have a lot of patients who I've never told anybody. It's been 20 years ago, because back then the military really didn't recognize that this was a big problem. And so a lot of women are embarrassed or feel guilty. And so even women that, again, have been out for 20 years, during a conversation when I ask all of my women patients about it, and a lot of them will say, yes, this happened to me. And it's very sad, because the ones that Maybe they brought it forward years ago, but it was ignored. And they're the ones that carry that with them. And it becomes bigger problems, such as PTSD, and they really struggle throughout their life. If it was addressed immediately, the women seem to be able to have better resolution of it.
So it seems to you that that's being handled better these days?
Absolutely. And the women will even say, I'll ask them, yes, it was addressed. Yes, that person was court-martialed. And, I feel I have closure. I feel better about it. But for definitely the women that were ignored or that never felt that they could talk about it, it's interesting in the military. Some of the people that perpetrated it had power over them. And one woman said to me, I loved my women veterans my fellow women, the people I were trained with, I didn't want to leave my company, because that was my group. So I knew if I reported it, they would hold me back, because the woman before me, that's what they did to her. So I didn't tell anybody, because I wanted to stay with the women that I grew with. And I have found that the military is such a bonding experience for a lot of the women. They feel so close to their sisters that they try to protect each other, and they will put their health above repercussions so that they can stay with them.
How do you at the medical center? How do you help women cope with that? I mean, that's just that can lead to, like you're talking about, that there's PTSD, there's depression, there's that seems like that's almost a root cause of a lot of the other mental issues they face.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How do you deal with that?
Well, we're very fortunate that we have specialists in the area in the military sexual trauma, and we can say we will hook you up today. Cincinnati Veterans is very proactive and very good about, okay, this is the person that we're going to have you talk to, or do you want to talk to her today? Which is amazing to me that you can get service that quickly. And so we do, there is a lot of support groups and a lot of programs, and Shirley might be able to talk about it more.
Right. And within the Cincinnati VA, we have the Women's Health Center. So that is another one of our avenues to really provide a private, secure, and safe environment for our women veterans to receive their health care. And within that center, we have multiple disciplines that are available to the women veterans, one being a military sexual trauma coordinator who is available to our women veterans there. We also have specially trained mental health providers, as well as social workers who are specifically trained in PTSD as well as military sexual trauma. So like Dr. Deb was saying, I mean, if they come in and they disclose that there are issues with military sexual trauma, we can get them the services they need. And another great benefit with the VA is that you don't have to have any proof. You don't have to have any documentation. If you say that you were a victim of military sexual trauma while you were in the military and you are eligible for VA benefits, you will receive treatment and you will receive care.
And all very secure and safe and
absolutely
private.
Very, very private and definitely with the veteran in mind. And like Dr. Deb was saying, I mean, many of these women have carried this for years and not realizing the impact that it has had on them throughout their life, how it you know, indirectly has affected marriages and their children. So, you know, we always encourage that if a woman was a victim of military sexual trauma, that they let us get them the help that they need. Mm. Absolutely.
We will continue our conversation and take your calls at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining me this afternoon to discuss women's veterans issues and efforts to serve their needs, Cincinnati VA Medical Center Women's Veterans Program Manager Shirley May and gynecologist Dr. Deborah Rouse-Raines, who provides services to the Cincinnati VAMC Women's Health Center. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Shirley, is it difficult for a woman who might be a mother at returning from a long deployment? How does that differ from if you're a man? I mean, what kind of challenges do they face in that respect?
Well, again, you know, the woman veteran is most likely to be a single parent. She's most likely to have younger children who require daycare. And, you know, a lot of women join the military without a family support network. So when you leave the military and if you don't have those elements in place, a lot of times it does make it very difficult to transition. I refer often to the military as a cocoon. When you're in the military, everything is provided for you. And all of a sudden, you know, after multiple years of service, you leave the military and you're on your own. The military does a very good job of making sure you know where and when you're supposed to be, right down to when you're supposed to have your annual exams. So when you come out, you know, it is difficult to adjust. A lot of women that come out of the military, maybe they have never been to a job interview. Maybe they've never even had to dress probably for a job interview. So that's another issue within itself. You know, we wear uniforms. You don't know what to wear. You don't know how to write a resume. So those are definitely issues after a long stint in the military that you're faced, in addition to being a mom, you know, having young children, reestablishing yourself, and perhaps maybe not even having that family network support available to you.
So does the VA have peer-to-peer support, women's support? For for these veterans to help them along?
We absolutely do. We offer through our vet center. We offer services as well, and we offer peer-to-peer counseling as well through the vet center. We have our OEF-OIF area for our younger veterans coming back from current conflicts so that they can receive as well that those individualized needs that are unique to them.
How effective would you say that is?
I would say it's very effective. You know, there's so much available to the veterans and to the women veterans. You know, the VA has really stepped up in VA services, not just in healthcare, to provide a better quality of care to our women veterans.
I saw a patient today, and you were talking about not being able to find a job, and they'll talk to me, and they're like, I was a firefighter. And you don't think of, I think when people think of women vets, they think, oh, they're the nurses, or they're doing female-type jobs. But the women felt so empowered because, you know, they're doing everything, the men are. And she was homeless. She had to come back home to live with her mom, with her two children, separated from her husband, and just feeling really, really down. And, you know, I was here for a gynecological procedure, but my nurse said, okay, we're going to get you set up. This is the person you're going to talk to. We're going to get you. This is how you're going to help. We're going to help you get a job. And so we really try to take them in and give them back something that they feel like they're really missing because they did such valuable work and they are really kind of lost. Like, how did this happen? I felt so good about myself in the military, and here I am, and, you know, I can't believe this is, I don't have anything to do. They really are desperate to, you know, get back to work.
Why do you think women vets have a hard time finding employment? If they have valuable training like that, why is it so tough?
Again, you know, they're bogged down with a lot of the social issues that they have to get on board. You know, if you're trying to find a job and you need to find daycare and you need to, you don't know what available benefits may be for you, for your educational benefits to help you improve your ability to find a job because you're just not aware of what's available. Those things kind of hinder. You know, a lot of times, even with our enlisted, it's a low pay. They're low pay positions. And so you're coming out and you're having to reestablish, and then there's debt involved to reestablish. You know, it takes money to move, to reestablish yourself. So a lot of times that plays a lot of factors in why they have difficulty finding employment. And then, too, you know, a lot of our women have the mental health issues as well as, you know, as Dr. Deb was talking about with the military sexual trauma. And then their health care needs are more of a priority at times. So all of those factor together can actually impact the ability to find employment.
And Deb was saying something else that's interesting, too. You went in to do for a gynecological procedure, and it turned into something that went beyond that, more of a counseling session on some issues that the veteran was facing. Is that kind of the approach the VA is taking these days, is to become more and more holistic, not just treating physical problems, but treating the mental problems and the social problems and
yes,
beyond.
Yes, definitely. And we refer to ourselves, especially in the Women's Health Center, as a one-stop shop. If you come in there, we're not only going to meet your you know, your physical needs for medical issues, we're also going to help you find the availability for your mental health issues. If it means, you know, that we're going to help you get to those resources to find a job, to find childcare, we're there to take care of it. Absolutely.
Tell me about some of the other programs that you have to offer women veterans.
Well, like I said before, we have the Women's Health Center, which is private to our women veterans. It's an all women staff, from the providers to the nursing staff to the clerical staff. In that center, we have, well, here in Cincinnati, we're blessed because we have two gynecologists. The VA in the past has struggled to even have one, and we have two. We have available 4 days a week to our women veterans. We also offer maternity care services. We have a maternity care coordinator who is also a certified lactation consultant that offers breastfeeding classes for our women veterans. We offer mammography services in our women's health center. So a woman can come in without any need for an appointment and get her screening mammogram done as well. And then we have also our mental health services that are available with our specially trained social workers and PTSD mental health providers. Additionally, we have our pharmacist who is specially trained in women health needs. So some of our women who are desiring to become pregnant may be on medications that aren't appropriate for pregnancy. So we have that pharmacist available to help them with their medication regimens, as well as, you know, hormone replacement therapy for our older women veterans. So we do provide health care in that center across the lifespan.
Plus, sorry,
go right ahead, Deb.
Dr. McLean, our breast surgeon,
yes,
the female breast
surgeon.
Breast surgeon.
I forgot. So yes, we actually have a breast surgeon available on staff at the Cincinnati VA. So our women veterans who unfortunately have breast cancer and need surgery, they can have that care provided for them right there in the Women's Health Center.
And you just keep expanding these services that you're offering women? Is that the direction you're headed?
We do. So, you know, our goal is to become a women's imaging center. That would be the highlight. And to also our urogynecology services, to advance that as well. So those are a lot of different areas that we have planned for the future. You know, the growth of women veterans is only going to increase. Somebody had said to me the other day, you know, you're trying to grow a program because we do so much outreach with our women veterans, so that they can come together and they can reestablish that camaraderie and that bonding that they had as women in the military. And I said, you know, it's not a matter of growing my program. It's a matter of keeping up with the growth of my program. So we are just, we're definitely busting at the seams. So it's a good thing, though.
Well, tell me about the Women's Veterans Expo that's coming up on Saturday, is it?
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Yeah, we're having the Women Veterans Expo, and that is going to be at, we're doing that in a community partnership with the American Red Cross. And so that's going to be on Dana Avenue at 2111 Dana. And there it's going to be between noon and 4. And in addition to bringing breast cancer awareness, because of course this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, for where Dr. Kelly McLean will also be giving our keynote speaker on what every woman needs to know about breast cancer, we'll also be offering resources to some of the areas we've talked about today, providing education, resources for education, child care. We're actually going to have a fashion show with the that will be able to allow women to see what they need to wear for their job interviews, and then how to dress in the workplace. And that will be Dress for Success here in Cincinnati. We'll be putting that on for us. And then just offering all the available resources that are available through the VA as well.
And again, that's Saturday, noon to 4?
Noon to 4, yes.
And where again?
At the American Red Cross on Dana Avenue.
On Dana Avenue, okay. Well, Shirley and Deb, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Cincinnati VA Medical Center Women Veterans Program Manager Shirley May and gynecologist Dr. Deborah Rouse Rains, who provides services for the Cincinnati VAMC Women's Health Center. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Kevin Rawinski. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. Of individuals in Greater Cincinnati experiencing homelessness has dropped in recent years, but there are still far too many men, women, and children, entire families, who don't have a safe, secure, stable place to sleep each night. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll look at a new plan to address the needs of homeless families and prevention programs designed to help families avoid being homeless. That's Cincinnati Edition, Thursday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.